Part 20 of Legend Land by Varius, as retold by Leon S. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Reynard. The Lost Land of Leon S. There is a lot of truth mingled with the old legends that tell of the lost land of Leon S., a fertile and prosperous country that once extended west from Cornwall as far as the Scillies. According to those old traditions, a vast number of villages and 140 churches were overwhelmed on that day, over 800 years ago, when the angry sea broke in and drowned fertile Leon S. And now, as an old rhyme has it, beneath Land's End and Scilly rocks, sunk lies a town that ocean mocks. On that fatal day, November 11, 1099, a mighty storm raged all about our coasts. But the gale was of unparalleled severity in the west. Those who have seen a winter's gale blowing across the sea that now flows above the lost land will know that it is very easy to believe that those giant, angry waves could break down any poor construction of man's hand, intended to keep the wild waters in check. For Leon S., they say, was stolen by the sea gradually. Here a bit and there a bit would be submerged after some winter storm, until came this grim November night, when the sea made a clean sweep of the country and rushed, with stupendous speed, across the flat wooded lands until it was brought to a halt by the massive cliffs of what is now the Land's End Peninsula. There was a Trevelyan, an ancestor of the old Cornish family of that name, who only just escaped with his life from this deluge. He had foreseen what was coming, and had removed his farm stock and his family from his Leon S. estate, and was making one further journey to his threatened home when the sea broke in upon it. Trevelyan, mounted on his fleetest horse, just beat the waves, and there is a cave near Perranuthno, which, they say, was the place of refuge to which the sturdy horse managed to drag his master through the angry waters. There used to be another memorial of this great inundation at Senan Cove, near the Land's End, where for centuries stood an ancient chapel, which it was said a lord of Goonhilly erected as a thanksgiving for his escape from the flood that drowned Leon S. Today, all that is left of the lost land are the beautiful Scilly Islands, and the cluster of rocks between the Scillies and Land's End, known as the Seven Stones. These rocks are probably the last genuine bit of old Leon S., for their Cornish name is Lethoso, which was what the old Cornish called Leon S. Even now the local fishermen refer to the Seven Stones as the city, for tradition tells that there was situated the principal town of the drowned land, and stories are told of how on calm days ruined buildings may be discerned beneath the waters of Lethoso, and that in times past fishing nets have brought up old weathered domestic utensils from the sea bottom near at hand. A lightship now marks the Seven Stones, and at low water, on a rough day, the sight of the huge breakers dashing themselves into foam upon the rocks is an awe-inspiring one. The Scillies lie 27 miles west of Land's End, and are reached by a regular service of steamers from Penzance. The journey across is fascinating, and magnificent views of the rugged coast are to be obtained. And the islands themselves provide a perfect place for a lazy holiday. A winter climate they seldom know. Flowers bloom right through the year, and sea fishing and boating there are ideal. The Scillies consist of a group of about 40 granite islands, only a few of which are inhabited. Many of the islets are joined together by bars of sand at low tide. Though in the Scillies you may feel very far away from the great world, quaint, fascinating Penzance, from which you start, is very near, in time, from London. It is only 6.5 hours from Paddington, although over 300 miles have to be traversed in the rail journey. End of The Lost Land of Lyonesse. This recording is in the public domain.